one of the great novelists of American literature, died today at the age of 89. Cormac McCarthy won the Pulitzer Prize in 2007 for his stunning post-apocalyptic father-son love story, The Road. His last novel, The Passenger, was published late last year. Before that, NPR's Wade Goodwin, who died last week, had written and recorded this appreciation of McCarthy's work.
There was a strong Southwestern sensibility to Cormac McCarthy's books. He wrote most compellingly about men, often young men, with prose that's both stark and lyrical.
McCarthy was, if not our greatest novelist, certainly our greatest stylist.
J.T. Barbarese is a professor of English and writing at Rutgers University.
The obsession not only with the origins of evil, but also history. And those two themes intersect again and again and again in McCarthy's writing.
Take, for example, this early scene in McCarthy's Western classic, Blood Meridian. A Tennessee teenage boy runs away from home and eventually lands in San Antonio, haggard and penniless. In exchange for a horse, saddle, and boots, the boy agrees to join a renegade ex-Confederate captain who intends to invade northern Mexico to claim it for white America. That night, the lad and two new acquaintances go to the local cantina. At the bar, they meet an old Mennonite who issues dire warnings that their adventure in Mexico will end badly. McCarthy's next passage is brutal and poetic. McCarthy wrote, "They drank on, and the wind blew in the streets, and the stars that had been overhead lay low in the west, and these young men fell afoul of others. Words were said that could not be put right again, and in the dawn, the kid and the second corporal knelt over the boy from Missouri, who'd been named Earl, and they spoke his name, but he never spoke back. He lay on his side in the dust, his skull broken in a pool of blood, none knew by whom. Another came to be with them in the courtyard. It was the Mennonite. 'There is no such joy in the tavern as upon the road thereto,' said the Mennonite. He'd been holding his hat in his hands, and now he set it upon his head again and turned and went out the gate."
I have read that book, I don't know how many times, a dozen times. There's one passage where he's describing the Indian raid on the cavalry group that had formed. And it was a slaughter, and it's about two paragraphs. It's some of the most extraordinarily beautiful writing I have ever seen, and it's horrifying. I mean, I think Fitzgerald had that ability. Faulkner had it as well, to describe menace and horror in such a way that you just cannot disengage. That's greatness.
Although McCarthy was born in Rhode Island, he grew up in the South, his father a lawyer for the Tennessee Valley Authority. Embarking on a writing career, he changed his name from Charles to Cormac so as not to be confused with ventriloquist Edgar Bergen's famous dummy Charlie McCarthy. His first novel, The Orchard Keeper, was published by Random House in 1965, but it was Blood Meridian in 1985 that garnered acclaim. Then, in 1992, the first book of his border trilogy, the coming-of-age novel All the Pretty Horses, won the National Book Award and made McCarthy famous. No Country for Old Men began as a screenplay, grew into a novel, and cemented the writer's reputation as a giant of the Western canon. The movie adaptation won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. A deeply private writer, McCarthy loathed any whiff of celebrity and largely refused to do interviews, but he made an exception for Oprah in 2007.
This is a first for me.
I hear that it's a first for you. Yeah. Why have you never done it before?
Well, I don't think it's good for your head.
Then McCarthy shares a tale of literary inspiration. It begins with the writer and his son in Texas.
He and I went to El Paso, and we checked into the old hotel there. And one night, John was asleep. It was probably about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I went over and I just stood and looked out the window at this town. I could hear the trains going through and that very lonesome sound. I just had this image of these fires up on the hill and everything being laid waste, and I thought a lot about my little boy. And so I wrote those pages, and that was the end of it. And then about 4 years later, I was in Ireland, and I woke up one morning and I realized that it wasn't 2 pages of another book, it was a book. And it was about that man and that little boy.
Those few pages, born in the El Paso gloom, grew to become McCarthy's devastating Pulitzer Prize winner, The Road. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.